Hi, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Warp, the Watch and Recap podcast, a side project from the Movies Mayhem Soap crew, which is actually just me, I guess. I'm your host, Chris, and we're going to be talking about WandaVision on this series of Warp. And before we move back on to the Big Bang Theory, I know a lot of you have been wanting to get to episode 5, but bear with us. Just a friendly reminder at the start that we go into spoilers for both the episode and the rest of the MCU, the previous movies, and we might be even getting to spoilers about other random things, and I'm sorry. So if you're not really into that kind of thing, I'm very sorry, but I'm going to have to ask you to leave. Before we get started, I'm going to go ahead and read the synopsis for episode 3 called Now in Color. And it says, Wanda's pregnancy fritzes her powers as she and Vision prepare for an accelerated delivery. Oh boy. I've already seen the episode, so I know exactly what happens, but I can't wait to get started discussing it with my friends. So hope you listen in and stay tuned for that. Thanks. All right, and we're back. We're going to talk about episode 3, and I'm joined once again by Selena. How's it going?
Hi, good. You?
Good, thank you. And also by Mitzi. How's it going?
Hello, thank you for having me again.
Oh, you're welcome. I hope you're all doing well.
At 8 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.
Yes. And what did you all think of this third episode? It was pretty great, right?
Yeah, way better than 1 and 2.
Yes. There's already so much excitement in the room. I'm being sarcastic because none of you are. I was really excited about this one.
Yeah, I guess you can hear it. I just really just watched 1. Yeah, no, it was good. Mm-hmm.
And what did you say, Mitzi?
I said this one was great. I was telling Chris that I teared up on this one.
Oh, yeah. Oh. You didn't tell me what part, though, but I guess we'll get there, right?
Yeah.
I'll stop you when.
All right, cool.
No, I was just going to ask, do you want me to bring up the Russian accent thing now or later?
Sure, no, yeah, go for it. Bring it up now, because it could come up at any point, really. So let's just get it okay. Out of the way.
Yeah, for listeners, if you listened to our last episode, I brought up this good question of whether or not Wanda intentionally stopped using the Russian accent that her and her brother first had in the Avengers Age of Ultron. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
And and so I looked it up and I found an article that said it is on purpose. They gave several reasons. One is because she is living in the States, the accent would fade. The other thing too is that in Civil War, Black Widow was teaching her to be a spy. So what better way to be a spy in America than adapt the American accent more so. And apparently they were with the dialect coach, her and Aaron, the actor's name who plays her twin brother. Johnson? Yes. Thank you. Aaron Taylor Johnson. When they were working with the dialect coach, they were primarily looking at Slavic countries. They didn't specifically want to do Russia because Black Widow is from Russia. Mm-hmm. So it is an amalgamation of all the other neighboring countries to Russia. Mm. And what she said, too, is that even though, yes, she has an American accent right now because she is on an American sitcom, the Russian accent is still there. And meaning, I guess, in one of these episodes, it could come back if need be, if the situation called for it.
Oh, cool.
So I don't know, at least that's a little bit of a satisfying reasoning behind why her accent disappeared.
I think.
I bet you it will come in little by little, especially because when she was singing to her. Oh, I guess I'm jumping ahead.
Oh, no, I know what you're talking about, fine. But yeah.
Yeah, we'll get to it. But yeah, I actually never even considered. I feel like it doesn't come up enough that Black Widow is Russian and doesn't have an accent, or at least doesn't speak with one. So yeah, that was a really good point. But yeah.
Well, and I kind of liked reading about like how they looked at Slavic nations, meaning not just Russia, all the bordering countries too, because it's like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Sokovia, it's kind of like an amalgamation of a few of those countries, I guess. So yeah, listeners, that's what I found out.
Okay, cool. The more you learn.
Yeah.
Cool. So we'll go ahead and just jump into this episode, episode 3 called Now in Color. And so right after, nothing really going on with the logo, the Marvel logo this time. But then you start off right into the title credits with a cheerful little theme song that's very reminiscent of kind of like the Brady, or at least the intro, the title intro stuff was reminiscent of the Brady Bunch and Mary Tyler Moore type stuff. It's set in the 70s, we know that. And there's a lot of little hexagons, which I saw from an Easter egg video that the hexagons are the logo of AIM, which is Advanced Idea Mechanics, which you might remember from Iron Man 3. Guy Pearce was the guy who founded AIM and was also posing as the Mandarin. So yeah. I don't know if that organization is still... It's a big part of the comics, and... From what I read, also that the in the comics their uniform looks very similar to a beekeeper's uniform, so maybe that's a hint at what we saw last time. But I don't know. I think that
that's really cool. I wouldn't have got that.
But the only thing about that is that the beekeeper's uniform had a sword logo on it. So I don't know. Maybe they're just kind of mixing two different things here. Who knows what's going on. Maybe AIM became SWORD. I don't know. So I guess we'll still stay tuned for that. And a lot of people don't like to think about Iron Man 3 anyway, so I don't blame you, Mitzi, for missing that. What, Selena? What? You look offended. Do you love Iron Man 3?
Talk about Iron Man. How about that?
All right. Any specific reason?
I don't know. I love Iron Man. I love part Robert 3? Downey Jr. Okay, it's not like part 3 was the best, but it wasn't that bad.
It's not, but it's just like you seem really offended when I said nobody really likes Iron Man 3. So
still better than any of the Thor movies. Yeah, I said it.
All right. Well, I can take him or leave him.
Moving on.
Anyways,
I was gonna say really fast. The house itself that they're filming in, I swear to God, that looks like a replica of the Brady Bunch house.
Yeah, I think that's intentional. Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. They do so good in that, don't they?
Yeah, the little details are really good. So that was pretty cool.
You know what? They did fix it up to look like the actual set of the Brady Bunch. So I'm wondering if they actually did film there. Could be.
No, I think it's a whole new set. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But then, yeah, so during the opening credits, while it's showing them, it's very obvious that they're getting ready for a family. They're building a nursery, a little playground in the backyard. Mm-hmm. They're shopping for baby clothes, baby toys. And, yeah, that's what's going on there, and it's pretty great. And so in the first scene is, it opens up with Wanda, and she's being checked on, or Wanda and Vision are on the couch, and she's being checked on by a doctor. Dr. Nielsen, and he has a stethoscope against her belly, and then he confirms, yep, she's pregnant, which gets a good laugh because she already has the little baby bump. I thought that was a pretty cute joke. And then Vision, he's understandably very confused, and he acknowledges that so little time has passed since they got it on in the last episode, or last week. No, he actually outright states that it was, it's only been 12 hours since they... noticed you. Oh, since the hanky panky. No, I think because they had hanky panky at night after the tree. So I think 12 hours since he noticed the baby bump. And the doctor says that no, that she's about 4 months in. And so yeah, that acknowledges that this is very close to the events of last week's episode. And the doctor assures Vision that all fathers to be are understandably very nervous. And Vision retorts by saying that he has nerves of steel, which is a pretty good little wordplay there, because he's a robot.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
Oh, you didn't? You got to be quick about these things, Mitzi. And then so Vision walks the doctor out, and the doctor says that he's going to Bermuda with his wife. And Vision asks the doctor, you know, to keep the pregnancy under wraps because... it's all happening so fast that they aren't ready to tell everyone else, mostly because he's worried that the neighbors might find it very strange and sudden also. and figure out that there's something different about Wanda and Vision. And then so while they're out there, he notices that his neighbor Herb is using hedge clippers, and he starts cutting into a stone wall dividing their yards. And Vision points it out because he's a nice guy like that. And Herb seems very unfazed by the mistake. He's all like, oh, yeah, I am doing some weird stuff, you know? He's all like, LSD is a hell of a drug, you know? And no, he doesn't say that. But yeah, he just seems to not really care that he's doing this weird thing. And it made me think of like NPCs in video games. Like sometimes, you know, how you'll see just these random computerized characters, they'll just keep walking against the wall. And it takes them a while to turn and start doing something else. It kind of made me think of that.
That's where I was telling you that the background looked crazy. It just looked like it was just a wall instead of something that goes on and on.
I think that's more in keeping in touch with how it was back then. The Brady Bunch, yeah, because they were filmed like on a set also.
I don't know either.
But in the last episode, they had a pretty wide open area where they were filming, so I don't know. But I think this was more just about the style of it. Although we do find out later on there is some stuff going on. So I mean, I guess I'm not saying that you're wrong, but I think the reason for it was more of a direct reference to the show. You know what I mean? But I guess it could be taken.
I don't know, because then come on. Oh, and then another thing. Did the doctor know that Wanda was pregnant with two babies?
Can you hear two heartbeats?
I was gonna say, I don't think that got revealed right there.
I guess you're supposed to be able to know that, but no, he doesn't. If he does know it, he's not saying anything about it. I don't know. Maybe one of them's a synthesoid, also a synthetic man, and he doesn't have a heartbeat either.
They're both humanoid.
Oh yeah, spoilers for the episodes. They have twins. And then okay, so then once Vision's done like kind of being weirded out by Herb, he goes back inside and he notices that Wanda's belly is grown bigger than it was a minute ago, and he freaks out and he tells her, and she turns and she knocks over a papaya, and he grabs it and he says, I can't wait to be a proud papaya. And it's just a very corny little joke, but I swear he says it so weird. Like I even had to rewind it to see his pronunciation. I mean, he's obviously emphasizing the papa, but it's so weird the way he says it. And he does it with the accent. Can you do the accent, Mitzi?
Wanda, darling, papaya. Just kidding. That was terrible.
But it was.
No, yeah, I noticed the British pronounce their A's differently than we do, so I wasn't too surprised that papaya. That came out the way it did.
I think he says papaya. Yeah, I think he says papaya. And I was just like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I understood the joke, but that's like, that was so weird the way he said it. But okay. But I digress. We go into the next scene, and they're getting the nursery ready. Wanda's fixing up the crib, painting the walls, hanging up a mobile, and she feels a kick. And Vision, you know, says that it's very sudden for that. It's too sudden for that. And she says that it doesn't feel odd, that it kind of feels like a fluttering. And when she says that, the butterflies on the mobile start flying, flapping their wings, and they fly off. Which kind of, obviously there's two different explanations for that. One is it's a subtle hint at the fact that her powers are going to be start becoming kind of involuntary as her pregnancy progresses. And so this is just like a light little thing that it shows to kind of give you a heads up, a foreshadowing. And another thing that I had to read about, and so a lot of this is based, based on the House of M comic book series, where Wanda creates an idealized universe where mutants are the minority, and you know, stuff like that. And this kind of borrows heavily from that. And apparently when she does that, all the major players and stuff, they don't have any memory of what the world was like before. So to them, this is all completely just normal. This is the way things are. And there is a character called Butterfly, or Layla, who goes by the alias Butterfly, who is able to awaken the heroes from from this state and makes them remember what's going on. So I don't know if that means she's going to be coming out at some point. I kind of doubt it, but it's a kind of neat reference to it, I thought. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But we'll see, because I have another theory about something later on, but I'll bring it up as we go.
Also another one I did not catch.
Yeah. No, well, the butterfly thing I did, but when I saw the video, I had to, like, look into it a little bit more. So that wasn't all me. That was from Screen Crush, at least. and so they start talking about boy names for the baby, and Wanda likes the name Tommy because it sounds... It's an all-American name, and it's most likely because she wants the child to grow up not feeling like an outsider, that she wants him to feel like he fits in, like he's American and doesn't have to, mm-hmm. you know, disguise it. But Vision, he likes the name Billy after William Shakespeare, and he even he starts quoting a line from As You Like It, which is, "All the world's a stage, and all the men and women are merely the players," which... hints at what could be going on in this whole thing. Vision knows. I don't know if he knows, but he might subconsciously have an idea about it, or maybe it's just a bizarre coincidence. I don't know.
And a foreshadowing, if you will.
Yes. And Wanda's finishing up a painting of a stork, which kind of comes into play later. And Vision is he's doing some calculations, and he figures that the baby will be due in about 3 days. And in the next scene, Vision's he's practicing changing diapers while Wanda's over at the counter and she's chopping up some pineapple, which I had to see in the video. There's a theory that that's the same pineapple that Agnes brought over in the first episode. But at the same time, I was just like, it could just be a regular pineapple. I don't know. I've eaten several pineapples in my life without anyone asking me, hey, was that the same one? Yeah, I think it's that's kind of a little reaching, but
very minor callback.
Yeah, I think like if it was something like a little more concrete, significant. More recognizable than just a random pineapple, then yeah, you can say like, oh yeah, this definitely did happen just a few days ago. But yeah, I just thought that was just a thing. So Wanda, while she's there in the kitchen, she starts getting a sensation. That she says it's not painful, but it's strange. And Vision, he looks through a little book and realizes that it's false labor contractions, which are purely normal, nothing to worry about. But they start practicing their breathing exercises, and while they're doing that, all their appliances, which I kept thinking was gonna go into "We Will Rock You," but it didn't, which was kind of a bummer. And while they're doing that, I guess the sensation becomes more intense because all the appliances start to go crazy, and the lights are flashing and strobing, and then the lights explode. And then they have this cool little cutaway of the neighbors, Dottie and Phil. And Phil's there reading the paper, and Dottie comes in and asks, "Do these earrings make me look fat?" And then the power goes out. And Phil thanks God for the distraction, which is a classic sitcom trope. Because, you never want to be in that situation. Right, fellas? Huh?
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Hands, give me five, guys. Yeah. Ladies be tripping, right? And then, So, yeah.
Were the women happy in the 70s, Chris?
No, they were not. I mean, they were happy as long as they were in the kitchen and having babies. And so, then you find out. I'm sorry?
Continue.
And then, so you get a sense that her powers are affecting everyone. Like, it's not just happening in her house. It's happening all over the neighborhood. And, Vision comes back and he confirms that the power's out in the whole block. And Wanda starts to worry, that with what's gonna happen when she starts having real contractions, and she wonders if the neighbors are putting together that something's going on, that they have a secret, and if they're gonna put it together and discover their secret. And Vision starts he kind of gets in, like, he starts thinking about it, and he says that there is something going on, though. It's not just something, it's not maybe it's not just us, but Or maybe it's not just the neighbors who are suspicious, but we have been noticing weird things too. And he says, you know, the hearts, the dinner. Herb was acting weird outside, like a damn fool. And it's pretty weird, right? And then...
Yeah, I thought I even wrote something about that.
Oh, okay, go for it.
You can keep going, and then... Oh.
And then it's just like a blink. And the scene resets back to where Vision is... He's about to talk to her. And he, instead of, like, kind of fueling her paranoia or whatever, he reassures her. And, you know, he tells her, you know, that everything's going to be fine. They're just both nervous. And it's a nice, heartwarming little scene. Did you notice, did you find what you were going to say? Sorry.
I just saw my little note saying that there was a double take. What did I say? There's a double take that something's happening. Yeah, double take on there's something wrong here. Yeah.
That's where the scene, like, resets. Yeah. And it's a very subtle thing. It didn't look too obvious. It wasn't, like, a whole rewind effect, like, in the last episode. It wasn't, like, you know how, like, sometimes when they're doing bloopers, they'd have a little boop thing?
Yeah.
It was very subtle. I think the only real reason you would notice that the scene changed was because Vision goes from sitting to standing. It was just kind of weird. Not a lot of attention drawn to that.
I don't know. Yeah, no, I thought it was interesting too, because at first I was like, wait a minute, I didn't rewind. And then when he says something different, I'm like, oh, that was on purpose.
Oh, man, we all should have just acted like the scene was normal, and then Selena would have been like, wait a minute, I saw this other thing that happened. And we'd be like, what are you talking about? No, the scene just ends like that. And then she starts having real contractions, and Vision starts floating because he's panicking, and they start doing their breathing. They start doing We Will Rock You, and he comes down as he's kind of like getting more relaxed. And then water starts pouring down from the ceiling on them like rain inside the house. And Wanda says, you know, my vision just... sorry, my vision. I can't see anything.
Yeah, I didn't feel like you didn't say that. My water broke.
My water broke. So it's quite a literal... I guess, symbolism of what's going on inside her body. And so they cut to an ad. And I had to, before we go on with this ad, I went back and remember how I told you on the first one with the toaster, there's kind of like a weird pause when they show the beeping. I looked in on the next video that I saw, they do say that it's because it's from Wanda's memory of when the Stark Industries shell fell through her house and they kept waiting for it to explode. That's what the beeping was the it was supposed to be the shell, and that's and so I was like, oh wow, that's pretty crazy. And then the next episode is the Strucker watch, which you know, he's the scientist that wants to start doing experiments on them. And this ad well, first it starts off with an overwhelmed mom, you know, showing that she needs a break. Her kids are hassling her to, you know, do whatever mom stuff, right? And
okay, like woman stuff.
Yeah, you know, just women stuff. And the announcer says, you know, it starts showing her taking a bath, relaxing. She's being pampered by some servants or whatever. And it says, when you want to get away without going anywhere, which is a hint at, like, what's going on here. You know, she's in this whole new world without... She just created it where she was, I guess. I don't know. But she's probably... somewhere else. She went away without really leaving. And it's called the product is Hydrosoak, which is where Strucker was experimenting on her, was with Hydra. And it says, find the goddess within. And that's obviously a reference to how they were able to use the Mind Stone to give them powers and really bring out what she had within her, I guess.
I mean, obviously, when the commercial was starting out, I first thought they were going to be advertising a spa, and then they were advertising soap, Hydra Silk, and I was like, Hydra, you don't say.
But it's also like a play on these old commercials that they used to have for Calgon and stuff, where it was always just a mom, always was just living a hectic life, and then she got to at least relax in the tub. with her shower head.
Not too different from stay-at-home moms today. Not too different from stay-at-home moms today. The only time they get to themselves is in the bathroom.
Sure, yeah. And something cool that I looked up, or I thought it was kind of neat, was that the actress who plays the lady in the advertisements, her name is Victoria Blade. Which I was just like, Blade, boom.
Oh, wow. Check, I thought they're going to add another.
Like, I know, I thought she had like another MCU connection.
No, whatever, whatever. I thought that was pretty cool.
An egg.
Listeners, do with that what you will. So then we come back to the show, and the rain eventually stops, and Wanda dries him up with some wind, and Vision decides that he's going to go for the doctor. Hoping he can catch him before he leaves town. And
because he's going to go on a holiday.
Yep, with his wife in Bermuda. Wanda's alone, and she starts having contractions again. And then she starts hearing a strange noise from the nursery. Or maybe not the nursery initially, but another room. And we don't see what it is yet. Then there's a knock at the door, or the doorbell. And it's Geraldine. And Wanda puts on a heavy coat to hide her pregnant belly, and which is a classic sitcom tactic, and not necessarily something you'd see on the show, but a lot of times when the actresses got pregnant without them wanting to write another baby into the storyline, they would find ways to hide it. So sometimes it was by wearing bulky clothing, having them stand behind objects, having them hold things in front of them. You would only see them directly from the front and not from the side. Or they were just shown from the neck up. Or sometimes there was a stand-in who was doing other shots. There was all sorts of things that they did.
You have it right on the money, though. Yeah, because I can think of two shows off the top of my head that are from the 2000s where I guess they didn't want to write into the story that she was pregnant, so the actress wore a lot of coats. And then even...
And which shows were those?
That was the one I'm thinking of is Titus right now. The main female lead. I remember when she was first showing off her wedding dress, she was still wearing the coat when she was showing off her wedding dress, and she was noticeably pregnant. And then on Scandal with Kerry Washington, there was a season where she was pregnant, and lucky for her, the character is very fashionable, but noticeably, most of that season, Kerry Washington is wearing a lot of coats.
I think the only show that I've ever at least gone back and kind of gradually noticed it was, I think it was Everyone Loves Raymond. I think there's a season where you can tell that they were kind of cutting away from her a lot.
I see.
So, yeah.
Oh, well, in Wonder Woman also, because Gal Gadot was pregnant when they filmed the first one, so there is a lot of her upper body shot scenes.
Oh, wow.
They purposely tried to like not get too many full body shots. I mean, you do see it, but I have a feeling that was way earlier on in her pregnancy.
Well, I don't know. If it was that early on, I think they would have just delayed the movie because of all the stunts and stuff you have to do.
Go back and watch it. You'll see that they were really clever with how they did certain cutaway shots, if you want to call it that.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so she was 5 months pregnant during the shooting of Wonder Woman.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Wow, it was that much. So then, see, I'm telling you, go back. You'll notice a lot of like the uppercuts. And then there are scenes where she is wearing those long petticoat jackets.
Well, I know. Yeah. Well, that's wow. That's interesting. Well, because I thought I was almost certain that she did a lot of the stunts, and I don't think they would let her do that if she was pregnant.
I think she did, but I mean, that's a good question of maybe they did film some stuff after her pregnancy.
Oh, maybe. Or maybe it's all just special effects and...
You know, hey, she served in the Israeli army. That girl knows how to do some stunts.
No, yeah, like that's why I thought for sure she was doing them. And but apparently, if she was pregnant, I don't think they would have.
You know, I guess it just depends, like on what per se. But I know what you're saying. That there's a lot to be careful.
Yeah.
With a pregnant actress. Yeah.
Just on the side of caution.
Yeah.
So Geraldine notices the coat and she draws attention to it. You know, she says that it's so hot outside, but she's like, whatever. I need a bucket because, you know, all my upstairs pipes burst and we're drowning. I need to bail myself out. And Wanda starts having more contractions, and it makes her coat changed to a raincoat and then a fur coat, which he really likes. And then she throws it off because it would be super obvious if she was wearing just all these different coats. So, and then she grabs a bowl of fruit and holds it in front of herself, like we were saying for the sitcoms. And Geraldine starts talking about work, and then a stork starts wandering around the house, which was the noise that Wanda heard earlier from the nursery. And for whatever reason, her magic won't make it go away, which kind of made me.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, which made me wonder once again, like, is this her creation? Is she the one? Is this world her creation? If she can't even, I guess, control it, like maybe she can manipulate parts of it. And I said that weird manipulate aspects of it. But maybe there's something, a stronger magic is at play here. And I wasn't really sure about that.
I thought that was interesting, too, that she tried several times to make the stork disappear. And you would just see, like, this red dust surround the stork. And then the stork would continue to move. And it's
it would just flap it away.
Why can't she get rid of the stork?
Yeah. So that was very... something to me that I found very interesting. I was just like, whoa, maybe it has to be someone else's magic, I'm guessing. Or maybe it's just because it was a more subconscious thing. Maybe that was her body's way of telling her, nope, you can't stop the baby coming. It's going to come.
Yeah.
Sometimes your body tells you things you just can't ignore. So maybe there's that. Who knows what's going on there? And so she scares off the stork, but before Geraldine almost sees it by throwing an orange at it. And at that moment, Geraldine, I guess I need to go back and say that Geraldine comes in doing a very, you know, kooky kind of 70s neighborish kind of character persona. And when she hears the squawk, she jumps up and she's totally, it changes. She does like a 180 and she's very serious now. And she's like, what was that? Like, you know, she acknowledges that something is, something is off. Yeah, exactly. Sorry. I lost my place and I was like looking for it. And, you know, Wanda says that it's, you know, just the ice maker making some weird noise. And then once again, Geraldine does a flip she flips her personality back to, you know, being easygoing, kind of real laid back kind of 70s persona. And there are fish, there's like a print of fish on her pants, and the stork kind of starts coming around the couch to grab him. And but she, at one point, her sword gets so animated that she kind of like kicks her limbs out and it scares the stork away, which is a relief to Wanda, and because Geraldine's saying she got a promotion. So she wants to, I think, get some office supplies or something from them. She says she's there to do something like that. And so she goes into the nursery, I guess, looking for some office supplies. And she sees the cribs and everything. And once the cat's out of the bag, you know, Wanda's trying to, like, think of a lie, but then she actually goes into labor. Then we cut to another scene where the doctor's car has stalled. You know, right when he's trying to leave town, and he's just like, what are the odds? And I think he kind of knows that there was really no chance of leaving, as he hints later on. And so Vision shows up, and he grabs him, and he says, we gotta go help Wanda, throws him on his back or whatever, and they pretty much just go, they pretty much fly. Back over to the house. And then I love this thing is that the doctor's wife, who's age appropriate, she's an older woman. She comes out of the car and she's all like, wait, what about my new two-piece? I was just like, that's pretty great. Who's in your background, Mitzi? I just noticed that.
Oh, I think it's a pregnant Gal Gadot.
Oh, hey, way to go. Yeah.
Wow, you just noticed that?
Yeah.
So much about your kind. I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Because we don't know his backgrounds.
That's what you get.
I don't know. I felt like it takes forever for you guys to notice things.
Chris, but anyway, does she look fat in that picture?
No, she's beautiful. She's glowing.
She's gorgeous.
Well, in mine, hold on. Let me turn it around. No, in mine, her head's cut off.
Yeah,
in mine too.
So I can't tell. But no, she's glowing. She's radiant and beautiful.
Yes. And Gal Gadot.
And so then in the next scene, Geraldine puts Wanda on the floor, you know, just lays her down, gets her comfortable, puts some pillows, and all this shit's going on around her. The lights are surging, the paintings are spinning, the vacuum's running by itself, everything's going crazy, and Geraldine's just all like, I'm sure there's a reason for this, but let's just focus on this for now. She's playing it really cool, almost as if she has some sort of emergency training, yeah. Yeah, which kind of comes up later, sort of. Or maybe it's just womanly instincts, I don't know, who knows.
I thought it was interesting how, like, she's laying her behind the couch, because mm-hmm. we're obviously not meant to see certain things that are happening.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's how they would have done it in a TV show, probably, so that you don't see the magic of where the baby actually, they probably have the baby just underneath the couch, and they're just like, here you go. And that way you also don't see the actress's hoo-ha or whatever. And then...
Yeah. I was going to say, sidebar, sorry, you're reminding me of it. Because in most films, except for Knocked Up, you don't really see everything happening.
Yeah, I was thinking about Knocked Up.
Yeah, however, in high school, a lot of us had to watch this. I don't know about kids nowadays, but for us, in I think my anatomy class or something, we actually had to watch the Miracle of Life video.
Yeah.
And you fucking see it happen in real time.
It's crazy.
I haven't seen it. I think I just got...
What, really?
Chris, did you see that too?
Yeah, we had to see it. I went to high school with Selena.
Yeah, okay, good. You guys had to see it too.
but Missy, you didn't?
No, we didn't have like a human growth or sex ed class.
Whoa.
Okay.
That's crazy.
I could swear it was in my anatomy class we saw it, but I could be wrong. But yeah, no, and for obvious reasons, when you watch that film, you can definitely see why that certain things are left out in the portrayal of it in actual fictional films.
it's insane. Yeah.
Yeah, it's intense. Sorry, continue.
Oh yeah, no problem. And then so behind the couch there, the baby is delivered. And right before Vision and the doctor get there, and you know, Geraldine hands the baby to Wanda, and after Vision gets there and sees, she and the doctor give them a moment. The doctor, he's really shooken up, so he's all like, whatever, just get me out of here. And then Wanda asks Vision to let their son meet him in his true form, or I forgot how she says it, let him see the real you. And yeah,
dude, I was so nervous during that part because I was like, the doctor's gonna come in any second now.
Yeah,
aren't they just in the kitchen?
I really liked the part where Geraldine is coaching Wanda through it, and she's all like, no, you're gonna do amazing. You're gonna like, I don't know, like there was just a nice bonding moment between the two of them, which kind of is contradicted by something that happens later on, or not contradicted, but
I just said is spoiled by something that happens later.
Yeah. But yeah, like that moment I thought was really beautiful. And then this moment also where Vision gets to be himself around his kid. And they're just having a nice little moment. And then, there's one part right there real quick before this next thing. So when she's handing the baby to Vision, she remarks that the baby's strong, which is something you always say to kids when they grab your finger or whatever. You're just like, oh, you're so strong. But it kind of made me wonder, like, if their kids are going to be really powerful also. And, I mean, probably. It stands to reason that they would. So, I don't know if that means we'll be seeing some powers soon enough. But when Vision gets the baby, he calls him Tommy, which is the name Wanda wanted to name him. And they have a nice little moment there. And then, surprise, there's a second one. And they cut to the next scene where... they're holding the babies and everything's calmed down, and the doctor tells them that they're two healthy baby boys. And so
the other is Billy, correct?
I'm sorry?
The other is Billy, correct?
The other is Billy, yeah. It's unspoken. And so the Vision escorts the doctor out, he's talking about how lucky it was that he caught him before he left town. And he said, you know what, I don't think we're really going to be leaving anyways. You know, with small towns, it's usually so hard to escape. But the way he says it, it's kind of like he said, he's kind of scared. Like he's like, you know, it's kind of hard to escape. And, you know, something's wrong. And then he walks off. And that's when Vision looks over and he sees Agnes and Herb over by the fence again. they're whispering to each other, and they ask him, you know, he goes, hey, what's going on, guys? And they ask him, you know, and go for it.
Oh, sorry. You can hear them whispering something about Geraldine.
Yeah.
How pregnant Wanda is right now.
Well, I couldn't really hear them. It's on the captions. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then they do like turn and they say, is Geraldine in there with Wanda? And he's all like, mm-hmm. yeah. And they're all kind of just like, well, she's kind of not from around here. You know what I mean? You know, that she has no family, no home. They're establishing that she's an outsider and that it bothers yeah. them for some reason. And they don't say it outright, but it kind of, they're worried that it's going to disrupt their lives, or at least that it's going to disturb Wanda, which could be trouble for them, I guess. Right?
Well, I don't know. It was just interesting to me that they had so many, like, concerns and questions when it feels like, aren't they supposed to be in on all this?
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said earlier, so that confused me also because, hold on, we'll get into that actually. Because something else yeah. happens before that. So back inside the yeah. house, Wanda and Geraldine are looking at the babies and they're talking, and she talks about Pietro and she starts singing a lullaby. Oh, yeah. And that was a nice
Sokovian.
Little, yeah, in her native language of Sokovian. Sokovia, and she starts singing, and like you kind of see this look of recollection coming over Geraldine's face, and she turns to Wanda and says, your brother was killed by Ultron, right? And you can tell Wanda's kind of shocked by it, because she doesn't know how. Let's go for it.
Well, she does mention, oh, never mind. Well, it's because she was a twin.
Yeah, because she had started talking about being a twin and having a brother, and yeah, that's when Geraldine was like, yeah, I know what happened to him, and you can tell it bothers Wanda, because how would anyone in this place know about her past, right? And so she tells Geraldine to leave, and then she notices the necklace, the pendant on her that she's wearing that has a little sword with a circle around it.
Yeah.
Back outside.
I noticed that too before she said something.
Oh, I didn't notice it at all. Back outside, Herb is telling Vision that Geraldine came here because we're all, and he kind of trails off, and Vision's like, what? We're all what? But then Agnes makes him stop. She says, stop, and then kind of gives him a look, and then... Yeah. Then she's just like, you know what, she leaves, and then Herb takes the cue, and he's like, okay, well, I'm just going to get back to what I'm doing. You know, I'm going to go cut up the walls inside the house or whatever. And, it's like, what was he going to say? That we're all trapped? We're all, you know, why is Geraldine here? She came here because we're all in danger? Because we're all, like, I'm just waiting for you guys to, like, jump in. Do you have any theories?
We're all this is the way. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I was watching Mandalorian yesterday too. Mm. Was I gonna say, yeah, no, like it's like they're all in on something.
Yeah. Like they all kind of understand. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Kind of how you were saying, like, they know they're NPCs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or are they real people? Who are just kind of going through the motions.
World.
Yeah, they're thrust in this world, and they're just kind of going through the motions of what's expected of them. But if that was the case, you'd think that they would kind of be happy that someone was trying to get them out, right?
But is someone trying to get them out?
Well, I don't know. I mean, if I Geraldine kind of showed up out of nowhere, wouldn't they be like, cool, like maybe someone's coming for us? I mean, yeah, admittedly, they don't outright say that that's why she's there, but wouldn't you kind of be happy about the possibility that the outside world could send someone in to come get you?
Well, yeah, if you felt like you were trapped in a reality that is not your own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. You'd want someone to save you from it.
At least a doctor would.
Yeah. So he could see his wife's two-piece in Bermuda.
He was never going to go to Bermuda. That's why the car stalled.
Yeah, because, I mean, You can't drive to Bermuda anyways.
You can't drive to the airport to get to Bermuda.
No. You gotta fly straight to the airport.
I was going to say, too, it just occurred to me while we were talking, there's a high chance those twins are going to grow up fast, aren't they?
Yeah, probably, actually.
Yeah, I just thought about that. Keep going.
No,
I wonder how old they're going to be on the next episode.
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably, probably toddlers, maybe 2-3 years old.
Maybe.
If I had to guess. But by the end of the episode, they might even be 12. Who knows?
So, yeah.
Let's see. So then they leave, and then Wanda is back in the house. Back in the house, Wanda's asking Geraldine, who is she? And she's being very confrontational, kind of angry also at feeling like she's been lied to, deceived. And, Geraldine's trying to change the subject.
Wanda's approaching her closer.
Yeah, she's getting closer to her. And then there's a cutaway back to Vision outside, and that's when Agnes and her walk away. And he goes inside, and Wanda's alone inside the house. And he asks, where Geraldine is. And Wanda says that she left because she had to rush home. And there's something, very ominous about the way Wanda's talking. She's very calm, much calmer than she had been in a few seconds before. And that's when you notice that the aspect ratio stretches out from, I guess, the standard TV size. It stretches back out because I guess it cuts to the real world, and you see a sign for, it says like, "Welcome to Westview." Yeah, and you're just like, "Oh shit!" Like it's a real place, and you kind of see this surge, like a portal surge open in the sky, and Geraldine is zapped out of it. And she, she lands on the floor in the field. And she's real dazed. Mm-hmm. And all these military-type vehicles swarm around her. And
it makes me wonder if Wanda knew where she was sending her.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, does she kill her character? Or does she send her somewhere on purpose? Because it shows nothing like that.
Yeah.
It just shows Vision coming in and she's all happy with her baby.
Yeah. I think she just I don't think she had an intention to harm her, but I think who knows, because then Wanda would have to know where they are, right? Or she would have to know that they're in a fake world.
Because if what we saw, kind of what we're saying, if what we're discussing is true, that Wanda was able to kick Geraldine out of that reality and back to for all intents and purposes, Earth reality.
Right.
What it's occurring to me now is Geraldine wasn't falling in with the narrative Wanda was creating surrounding around her. And with her mentioning all that stuff about the twin brother and Ultron, it's like, oh, you can't be here now.
Yeah.
And
maybe not even because Wanda couldn't control her, but maybe just because she could ruin the illusion for everyone else in the town, If she was able to lose one person, maybe she can lose all of them, and thus kind of just shattering the world as she tried to create it.
Yeah, no, definitely. Well, yeah, she can't have anybody fucking up this reality that she's created.
Yeah.
And maybe you're right. Maybe these people were pulled for different reasons to fit into this American sitcom she's created. And now they're all starting to maybe grow some kind of subconscious and realize wait a minute, what are we doing? Wait, we've always had this town, right? Did they just show up?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah. So I guess we'll find out in the next few episodes if these were people who are essentially being taken hostage, or maybe they were just created out of thin air. Was it Wanda? Was it someone else? So I forgot to mention also this place where Geraldine gets zapped out to, you also see some different bunkers set up a bunch of lights set up to projecting on this big static-like barrier. So you kind of get the idea that it's a large, kind of like the Under the Dome series. Yeah, it's this large barrier that exists in the real world. So it's a physical place that they are. So they're not, maybe not in a simulation per se. I don't know, man. I don't know. But something that
was a reality within a reality.
Yeah. It's not the Matrix, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. They are, then the song Daydream Believer by the Monkees starts playing. And one of the videos that I saw was by, I think it was by Cannon Fodder or something. I don't know. It's not important. Starts saying that this might be a reference to also to the House of M, in which most of it is occurring while Wanda is in a coma. And I don't know if it's if the act of creating this new world puts her in a coma, or if maybe she was already in a coma before that, and then that's why she kind of lost, not control of her powers, but just, like she wasn't able to contain them, so it kind of just went out. But also, and I'm just going to be that guy, right? Because there's a lot of times where you kind of see people are making these weird connections, and you're just like, I don't know. Because there was another video that I saw that said that one of the paintings in the house kind of looked like an X, but it wasn't really an X, and that it was supposed to hint at the X-Men, and I was like, no. And so, but at this part, I was like,
people see what they want to see sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
People are thinking so far-fetched, but it's because, well, honestly, you just have no clue what's going to happen or what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. But I just had to put it out there. It says, so the lyrics go, cheer up, sleepy Jean. And I was just like, Jean Grey, maybe? Could this be somehow tying into... Because, I mean, really, if you think about it, she's a very powerful mutant also who can control things with her mind. Also, maybe she will have to restrain Wanda's abilities or something, but I don't know how they would introduce her to this series.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting that they played that song too, because I could swear the Monkees were more the 60s than they were the 70s.
Hey man, good music is always in fashion, no matter what era you're in.
I love that song. I know I love that song, but you would think like
just to say,
it would be a 70s song, you know?
Yeah, you would think. But
yeah, or a song that you're trying to foreshadow with. Or maybe they were.
Yeah, maybe. I can't think of like maybe anything else. Like maybe it could just be Daydream Believer. I don't know.
Anyone knows, maybe now we're trying to make a connection that's not there.
Yeah, like the Jean Grey thing. I have no real reason to think that, because if they were going to bring the X-Men in, they would probably do it in one of the movies, if they were going to introduce them, most likely, because I know the multiverses are going to be more expanded on in the Doctor Strange movie, so maybe there they'll do it. I don't know.
Can other X-Men appear on Disney Plus? I don't know that.
Yeah, they can now.
I think so.
Oh, they can? Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. because Disney owns Fox now, so they can do whatever they want.
I wasn't too sure. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind seeing Jean Grey in this series. That'd be kind of cool.
That would be pretty cool, but I don't think they'll do it so soon. But it'd be cool.
You might be right.
It's a possibility that it's out there, and I don't know what's going to happen. with
throwing it out into the universe.
Yeah. But I do know, Geraldine, also known as Monica Rambeau, also known as Spectrum, is supposed to develop some superpowers at some point. Not necessarily in this series, but maybe, I was thinking that maybe the blast of energy she got that sent her back out the portal, maybe that's going to do something to her. I don't know.
I think she will. I think she's going to come back. There's no way that they're just going to boot her out like that.
Oh yeah, no. And they haven't even revealed, because
she's going to come back with...
Yeah, they haven't even revealed her real identity, and like that's apparently like in all the major announcements was that she was going to be Monica Rambeau. So they still have to do that reveal, so she's not out of the story yet. She's going to find a way back in. And because like I said, that they had that bonding moment, she's going to eventually earn Wanda's trust a little bit more, I think.
Yeah, no, that would be good. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. There's so much mystery shrouding this that it's like, yeah, we just have to keep going to see.
Yeah,
But yeah, this is really
and then
good.
I wonder how much Wanda's going to be able to stop Vision, because he's kind of figuring things out too. And
oh, that's right. Wanda, something's not right here. Something's wrong here. And then double take.
That's true, because eventually when he does realize it and realizes that she's been kind of clouding his judgment, and if it is really him, like, how do you, I don't know, let's say a trust boundary, you know, that's something like, I don't know, that's kind of going to be a sad moment.
I don't know, because he is so close. When he was speaking with the neighbors, like, he's too curious now. He needs to know what's going to happen.
Yeah. That'll be kind of an intense moment when he realizes that she's been deceiving him also.
Yeah. Do you think next week is going to be the 70s again, or are we moving to the 80s?
That's what I was wondering. I was like, I wonder if it's going to jump into the 80s or slow it down now that they put so much on this one.
I don't know. Yeah. Because then we would still have, 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2010s. 2010s. And that's still, like, if you're jumping ahead a decade. I'm sorry?
I didn't hear you. No, I just said 20s.
But even then,
I think I would have had to have stopped at 2018 if I'm correct.
Maybe.
Right? Yeah.
What's an 80s show?
Oh, I was thinking might do like Three's Company or something. Maybe. They might do a playoff of that.
Yeah. Maybe something like
The Golden Girls.
Cheers? Was Cheers the 80s?
Oh, but late 80s, yeah.
But Cheers wasn't like a family sitcom, kind of. Like, they didn't have a house and kids and stuff. Married with Children?
The Cosby Show.
Oh.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Yeah, Married with Children was also late 80s. Late 80s.
All right.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. So something like that. Okay. Maybe The Cosby Show, but, you know, without... You know,
that didn't age well. I don't think they would associate it
without some of the problematic stuff in there.
Yeah. Oh, it's so sad. I used to watch that show as a kid. But anyway,
it's very unfortunate.
Yeah. No, yeah, for sure. I guess we'll see next week, right? Or we'll see Friday.
Yeah, on Friday.
We're in the 70s. We're in the 80s. Oh, and you guys, Kitty wasn't in this episode.
Ugh, no, missed she wasn't. Part.
They missed an opportunity.
Oh, because of that 70s show.
Yes, exactly.
That would have been great.
The most famous mom from the 70s in television.
Mm-hmm. maybe they'll point that out next time.
Maybe.
Who knows? All right, cool. Anything you guys want to say before we head out today?
No, that was it. Let's see.
Oh, I cried.
Oh, yes.
When she told him that. What part did I cry? The brother part when Geraldine tells him, "Oh, he died."
Oh,
that's when I cried.
Aww.
Yeah,
that was a very tender moment. So yeah, I could see why.
Yeah.
Aww. Yeah, Wanda had a little tear coming down.
I wonder if we're gonna see him like pop up somewhere in the series.
That's what I keep hoping too, because like I keep wondering.
Like
also,
a little great.
Go for it.
I was going to say, like, a little cameo, you know, like, just a few lines or something. I think that would be kind of sweet.
That would be great. But, yeah, like if she could recreate Vision, why not recreate him also? Like I imagine he was a very big, important part of her life. Like, why not want him back?
Yeah. Maybe that'll come up later.
Yeah, maybe. But also, like we said before, maybe, like, Agnes, as how she's pushing them to have kids, like, maybe she specifically wants... You know, Vision and Wanda could have kids together, but like Pietro and Wanda couldn't have kids together. So, you know, it's something that they're being guided to have start this family. There's a darker purpose at hand. Someone's manipulating this. So maybe that's why they haven't brought back Pietro.
Maybe.
Who knows? Although they can clone.
Somebody saw a lot of those Easter egg videos.
Yeah, I was trying to. There was a lot going on, so I was just like, I need to figure out all this stuff. But there was also stuff in there that I was just like, I don't need to know all this right now. Like, a lot of it's just pure speculation, and I was just like, I don't want too much of this. But
yeah,
we'll see. It's
all over the place. You kind of just have to enjoy it, and then
just kind of
have your own guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but for sure, it's kind of fun to know some of the history and you know, ways that it might tie in and where it might lead. That's kind of cool for me also. I don't have
for sure.
Sorry, go for it. Like, I won't be, I'm not one of those that gets, like, super upset if it doesn't happen the way exactly that it happens in the comic books, but a lot of this, these little teases are kind of like, I'm just like, this is exciting. I want to see if I can figure stuff out, but it kind of ruins it also.
No, it's great. It just shows they weren't lazy at all.
Like, oh, yeah.
That's just a lot of fucking work.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Cool. So any shout outs? Nothing?
Shout out to my friends who listen to this.
Oh, thank you guys.
Friends and relatives.
Missy, nothing?
Shout out to Lizzie Poo again.
You don't, you're not obligated to do a shout out, but hopefully she's listening.
I was going to say shout out to a pregnant Gal Gadot in the background of Vitsy's.
Oh, yeah. No. My friend back here.
Any shout out for you, Chris?
Yeah, shout out to you guys for being here and going through this with me, and to Fabi for trying to make it. And that's,
she'll make it next time,
hopefully.
Yeah.
And yeah, just shout out to
your mom's dogs in the background.
So my mom's dogs were barking. They wanted to go outside. I think my mom did let them out. And yeah. Shout out to my twin also. Just for being a twin, I guess. And that's about it.
All right.
All right. Thank you guys. Bye. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening.